Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Yankees love one of those runs from that promo.
Yeah, it's time for one now, wouldn't it?
Yeah. The warm-up show is here until 6 o'clock, then Jerry and Sal take over. CeeLo is wearing a Jets helmet.
Very comfortable.
To see how's your peripheral vision?
Not bad.
If I was coming up from the side to tackle you, would you see me?
Possibly. Blind side, maybe not.
Blind side. Oh,
yeah.
Get blindsided.
But I mean, that's why it's called the blind side. Whether you had a helmet on or not, unless you've got eyes in the back of your head, can't see.
Some guys
trust your left tackle.
Yeah, I feel like if I was a quarterback, I'd have that instinctual feeling that someone was, because I have it out in the streets in New York. I have an instinctual feeling sometimes when someone's near who, you know, in the 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, head on a swivel.
Head on a swivel
ready
is correct.
Ready to invade at any point.
Okay, this is a segment we call, Are You Interested in Watching This?
Okay.
Now, I did ask Jerry Recco this last week. He was not interested.
This exact show or
yeah, but it comes out today,
topic.
So I'm bringing it up again today.
I know where you're
at. Jerry's got no interest in this. I have a lot of interest in it.
Yes.
Netflix has a series called Untold, and it's sports stories. They have one coming out today, Untold, The Girlfriend Who Didn't Exist, about Manti Te'o.
Yes.
Now, Manti Te'o sits down for this documentary, as does the man who pretended to be his girlfriend.
It was a man, okay.
It was a man who pretended to be his girlfriend.
Catfish. Situation.
This man is now a woman.
Okay.
And she also sits down to tell the story.
For the first time, I would think, right?
For the first time ever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they do not sit down together and tell the story.
Right.
They are never in the same room. They were shot at different times.
Kind of like Jeter and A-Rod.
Correct.
In the documentary.
Yeah. Are you interested in watching this two-part documentary?
Yes, I'm interested.
Me
I don't
too.
Know that I will tune in tonight.
Right.
But I might set the little DVR situation.
No DVR. It's on Netflix. You just...
Oh, right. You said Netflix.
Just add it to your queue.
Correct. Yes. I will add it to my list, my queue. And on a night where the wife passes out early and there's no, you know, games I need to watch, fire that up. Check it out.
I remember when this was happening when... You know, I was listening to Jim Rome when he called in and was telling his story about how his mom passed away and then how his girlfriend passed away. And it was unbelievable. Like, it was a very powerful interview.
You were listening to Jim Rome.
Yeah, I was listening to Jim.
This had to have been pre-CBS Sports Radio, I would think, right?
Maybe not.
No?
It was right in that.
I think the network started in 2013. I guess that's when this was leading up to the draft, right?
Yes, it was leading up to the draft. It was either his tail end at Premiere or his beginning at CBS Sports Network. Sure. But I remember I was listening to the podcast.
Gotcha.
Back then, you had to pay for the Jim Rome podcast.
Oh, can't believe you would do such a thing.
I know, and I did. It's unbelievable. But he was on, and he was like crying, and this was before we knew it was a catfish.
And before he knew it was a catfish.
And before he knew it was a catfish.
Yeah, catfish.
It's a very intriguing, interesting story. So I'm very excited to watch this one.
I'm trying to remember the timeline. I think it started to impact him before the end of the Notre Dame season, if I recall correctly.
Well, yeah, but he took inspiration from the death of his fake girlfriend,
yeah,
to step his game up in those final games at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Where he had a better games.
But then
usual.
I think the story being exposed that the girlfriend was fake was, I believe, after we'll watch the documentary. We'll
fake.
Right.
yeah, I'm watching that 100%.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Did you see a man here on Long Island? I saw this video. Man wrestles shark on Smith Point Beach on Fire Island.
Dude, how many? I feel like every day there have been shark like encounters or sightings on Long Island.
Well, I guess this is what this guy was doing, like trying to be a hero and take the shark out. He tried to pull the shark out of the water.
Yeah, I mean, I saw one in a picture a couple weeks ago of like I think it wasn't a great white or a baby great white that just like washed up on shore. It was just sitting there with the eyes open and the fangs.
Yeah.
I was like, holy crap.
The ocean is very mysterious.
So this guy went in looking for trouble.
He saw the shark was close by the shore.
Okay.
He went in and grabbed it by the tail.
Why?
To be a hero, I think.
Was the shark like circling near? How is that a hero? The sharks live in the ocean.
Sharks. Yeah. He's a hero because like, hey. I pulled this shark right out of the water near the shore.
And then what did they do? That's it? It died? They kept it out of the water?
Well, whoever shot this video didn't do a great job. I mean, it's a great video, but it ends as with him dragging this shark through the sand.
I gotta go see this video now.
Sharks have two penises.
Yeah.
Is that true?
It must be. I must have read that,
that
somewhere.
Doesn't mean that's true. where do I find this? This is on Twitter?
New York Post.
But when you went to the embedded link, was it Twitter? Was it TikTok? Was it Instagram?
No, I use this. It's actually a really cool news feed app called Feedly.
Okay.
And it aggregates all the things that I like, and the New York Post is in there. So it was in there somewhere. That's right.
All right. The Daily Mail's got it as well.
Okay.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Now,
still photos.
While you're watching that man pull a shark out of Fire Island, the Jeff Passan story, which I saw an awful announcing, but came via an interview with the New York Post. He says that his wife...
Big ears.
He said that his wife once told him to, quote, stop being a P-word.
P-word. Now, are you mad at her for curse? It's kind of a curse. It's a crude word.
But she didn't say it to the. She said
she
it to her
say
husband
it publicly. He's revealing it.
He's revealing it. Mm-hmm. And he said he wanted to be a news breaker. And she said, "Well, why don't you go break some news then?" And he goes, "I think it's hard."
Yeah, stop talking about it. Go do
it. And she goes, "Stop being a P word, and start breaking news."
Boomer would have loved that one.
Yeah, so emasculating that she runs that household.
Yeah. Listen.
You Gen Z.
I love it. I give her credit. Let's see if we can get a photo of the two of them together. Now, I'd love to know, and I'm sure you don't.
You're doing a lot of Googling today, pulling sharks out of the water.
Yeah, it was
one of those days.
It was like right on the shore there.
Yeah, it was right on the shore, but it was a good size shark.
Yeah, it was decent.
It wasn't a little sand shark.
Decent size.
Sharks.
Sharks. Now, what I'd like to know is, and you probably don't know the answer to this, as I really put you on the spot again. Why is the New York Post interviewing Jeff Passan?
It's for their media,
one of
their media
columns.
Not Andrew Marchand, the other guy. Brian Gugger-Spiegel.
Oh,
or something like that.
You want to try that again?
I don't know. Yeah, they do, you know, they'll do like profiles. Yeah.
All right.
And they're profiling Jeff Passan.
Huh.
Didn't Craig and Jeff Passan have a
They did. A
situation?
Yes. In fact, as I Googled Jeff Passan wife, in the images is a side-by-side of Craig and Passan.
Did you find Jeff Passan's wife?
It looks like an old picture of them where he looks really young.
I do love looking.
They're posing on the beach.
To see what people's wives look like. Husbands and wives.
Right. Goes both ways. Yeah.
It's 2022, CeeLo. It goes both ways. You follow?
I only found just the one photo. Maybe it looks like maybe an engagement picture or something.
Major League Baseball.
All right. Moving right
put on. Out its preliminary postseason schedule yesterday. And as Eddie was discussing the other day.
Wasn't Jerry all over this too? I was listening to you guys. Was it Friday? Friday's show, I think?
Yeah, but they said that, oh, it was nothing official. That's right. What Boomer was saying. Oh, it's not official.
Boomer had a tip from somebody or
yes.
something. Oh, based on what I've been told. He's but if, always got that.
Yeah, if this word. World Series this season goes seven games, the seventh game would be on November 5th.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why we're all that surprised. The season got delayed because of the lockout, so... I mean,
oh, is that did it get pushed back?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
I mean, they are making up some of the games. That's why the Yankees played the standalone game in Houston and the doubleheader out of the All-Star break. There have been a couple other doubleheaders, but like they were supposed to start the year in Houston and Texas.
At least 10 days, right?
Yeah. So like they tacked on that Rangers series at the end of what was the original regular season. So the end of the regular season spills into the first week of October.
And the other time we had November baseball was two other times. Yeah. Once was after 9/11.
Right. Yankees, Mr. November. G-er.
Yankees let the whole city down.
They
and
did.
And then the
mainly
other
Mariano Rivera.
Was it 2004?
2009.
Was there a causality for that?
I don't recall the causality.
I don't know, but that was the last time the Yankees won the World Series.
2009?
Yep.
Wow, it's a long time ago.
We had that great remote downtown at Mudville 9.
Mudville 9,
Did my dad come see you guys that morning? I think he did.
I don't know. He went to the show.
I didn't. I was here working back in the shop, quote unquote, and he's like, I'm going to go check out the remote because he was still working in Manhattan at the time before he retired.
We had to leave because the audience was right up on Jerry. And they wouldn't allow him to do updates without chanting the entire time.
That's awesome.
And as soon as 6 o'clock hit, the test was fine. But then when 6 o'clock hit and their phone lines were open, every time somebody called the place, we got knocked off the air.
Yeah. So we had to get back in the car and head back here. Luckily, it wasn't too far away.
And replayed a Rosanna Scotto interview that we had done the day before.
I'll tell you who must have been just wonderful to be around that morning. Mr. Mark Chernoff.
Yeah.
Stop calling the Mudville 9. No.
Yeah, back then people used to call to get, to, you know, where are you located? Yeah. Now we would just go on the internet.
What time are you open? What are your hours? Yeah.
Do I have to buy a ticket to get in on the internet? Anyway, real quick, MLB is also not going to compete World Series-wise with the NFL on Sunday's smart move.
Right. But the other rounds there are. I think.
Not only that, but like the NFL's on Monday night, Thursday night.
Yeah, I know. It's insane. By the way, another reason this is spilling over late, also, you have the extra wild card teams that are playing a three-game series instead of just the one game. So
Good point. A couple
of factors.
All right.
And plus, with the weather, and I mean, everything's, it's all pushback. Winter, I mean, it doesn't really get cold until like mid-December. Now,
that's
so
true.
So they'll be fine. All right, let's do Sports Minute. Zach Gelb. Steelers rookie quarterback.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
Oh, hi there. We've got another minute or so here before Jerry and Sal take over at 6. We were talking about superstations earlier today.
Yes.
TBS was a superstation, WGN Chicago. We would get the Cubs, the Braves.
We found out WOR was on in Alaska in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, and in fact, Joe on Twitter says that A-Rod, who grew up, I guess, in Miami, became a Met fan because they had WOR.
Yes.
I got a... DM from a fella named Gustavo.
Gustavo, sure.
He said, in Colombia, we used to get the 76ers games once a month.
Wow.
And they all loved Allen Iverson because of it.
How about that?
How about that?
I love the
that?
Random stuff like that.
Yeah, we just get... You know that Bruce Springsteen movie where it was about this kid in India or wherever he was? He became a Bruce Springsteen fan?
No.
It was a similar thing where... Columbia Records had all these extra cassettes and things, and one of them was Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska. They shipped them all to this foreign country, And then all the people there just all of a sudden, they had these cassettes. They started duplicating them. So everybody knew this one Bruce Springsteen now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Very odd.
Did he ever go and play there? Probably the only singer only played one song.
I don't remember which country it was.
Oh, all right.
I mean,
a lot of these guys do international shows.
Oh, yeah.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.